you know, there's a lot of things, hopefully, that they can pick up from tonight. I mean, we tried to do this last season with a group that had won the Youth Cup, you know, but it was a little bit easier to organise last season, arranging, because we knew we had the numbers. You know, we went all around Britain and played maybe 10 pre-season friendlies against men's teams. And you know what kind of lessons you're going to get, and you know that how beneficial it is for the players, you know, to come here tonight with quite, you know, reasonably hostile crowd. I mean, you want a bit of that. You want them sticking up for their own, you know, because it's another experience as well, you know. And they're looking round, and they've not had that before.
Of course, that's something the players wouldn't have been used to. Would they have ever experienced the crowd kind of like that for, in the Youth Cup?
The Youth Cups, but sometimes, you know, when you're playing at Old Trafford or playing it, even if there's 15, 10, it doesn't seem very big because they're not on top of you. You know, the crowd's not as passionate, and you know, it's a great atmosphere tonight. You know, a proper game. It felt like a league game for me. You know, a proper league game, and it's new for the players to experience that.
I suppose, despite it being a defeat, were you happy with the overall performance?
No, disappointed with a lot of the things. You know, a lot of things that give us problems, and obviously well organised and handle the ball well and pass it and run and do the things that you would want to do. You know, so it was a proper test. Proper game for us.
Obviously, for us, a lot of eyes around Sean McGinty being an Irish underage international. How do you think he performed?
Just okay. I mean, he's had a poor 6 months, really. You know, Sean, and it's a big time for him now. You know, he's got a loan spell at Oxford. You know, to look forward to. You know, it's a big test for him. You know, going out there and. He was just okay tonight. You know, you couldn't criticise him too heavily because there was a lot of poor things happening around him.
I've heard a lot about Matt Staley, and there's a lot of hype about him. He seems like a real player for the future, real prospect.
Yeah, he's a clever footballer. You know, he's got talent. Little bit tonight, sometimes overdid it. You know, and could have run a little bit harder and beyond. You know, to give problems, but he can handle the ball. You know, there's a lot of things he's got to learn about the position.
Yeah.
But technically, a good player. You know, he's gifted, he's got a quick brain, you know, and a good mind, and he sees things.
How would you rate your whole Irish experience as a whole, and would you come back here again for your next
great
season?
Yeah, we've been before, and obviously over my time at United and other clubs as well, you know what you're going to get when you come over here, and even over a cycle of years as well, you see some players who were maybe in England, and it's a good one for us to talk to, that I know how good they were, and I know the fine line of them maybe coming over to England as big hitters and doing quite well, or for one reason or other maybe not doing and drifting back. You know, there's lessons to be learned from that, but you know, you can see, you know, that there's technically good players.
Following on from Matt Staley, he scored the other night against Longford on Monday, and he started off on the wing and he came in more central. Where do you see his position further down the line? I know it's early to judge, but do you see him as an out-and-out winger?
No, he's not an out-and-out. You know, he's more... I'm not saying he's good as Iniesta, you know, by any means, but you sort of take him out of the heat of the things at the minute because physically he's not, you know, nowhere near his maximum. You ask him to take up some, like, clever positions where we can get the ball to him and do clever stuff, you know, but I don't really see him as an out-and-out winger, no.
And the test that you faced tonight was a physical test, same as... the one against
Stamford. No, it was a footballing test. I wouldn't say it's physical. I just thought a good footballing lesson for the boys to experience.
Large presence of United fans as well here tonight.
Oh, tremendous, yeah.
Was it important maybe for the club as a whole to bring the future stars here as well for the Irish fans?
I'd like to think so. I mean, it's a good opportunity for them to see them. I mean, it's disappointing. You know, I would be disappointed if there were certain players on... not giving a really good account of himself tonight. You know, that people will leave and they'll form an opinion of you, and it might not be really a true opinion, but it's the opinion that you'll see, you know, on tonight's performance. That's what, you know, I would